So these are a few of the flashpoints for the United States, from the Caucasus to Central Asia to the Middle East. Next, we will return to the U.S., where President Bush is preparing to address the nation tonight. Joining us now are NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne and NPR's Mike Schuster. Don, let's start with you. Why would the president deliver this speech to the nation now, today?
Steve, the White House really felt he had to get out there and give the American people an update, in some ways to make the case again for what the U.S. is trying to do in Iraq, to restate his resolve that the U.S. is going to hang in there as long as it takes. And they'll be there not one day longer than they need to, the president has said, but he has not told us when that endpoint is. There are some specifics we can expect from him tonight. He will, I think, address the clear change in policy that we've seen demonstrated over the past week, what with the president now seeking more help from the United Nations and looking for greater international input in Iraq, even though the White House does insist that this is not a drastic change from what they've said all along. Plus, we are told he is finally going to provide some dollar figures, some details in terms of how many billions of dollars the rebuilding of Iraq and the continued occupation will cost.
Don, you raise an interesting point that I want to follow up on with Mike Schuster here. The advance word on this speech from the White House has been that the president is going to urge Americans to stay the course, but the course really does seem to be changing here, doesn't it?
It does, Steve. The course has changed drastically. For months, the administration insisted that it wouldn't go back to the United Nations, that it didn't need the help of the world, that it didn't need any kind of Security Council imprimatur on an evolving Iraqi government, and that it didn't need help from the UN with troops or peacekeeping troops or anything like that. And now, in the last week, just in the past few days, the administration has reversed its course. It's going back to the UN. It's put a draft proposal on the table. It wants essentially the help of the UN and the international community because the U.S. operation in Iraq has had some really tough moments over the last month. That President Bush has been in Crawford, Texas, four very serious car bombings, sabotage of the oil pipeline, sabotage of the water mains in Baghdad, and passing the mark that more American troops have died in Iraq since the end of the war than they did during the war.
And you get a sense, Mike, that there's a continuing debate within the administration on what to do next.
I think that there's more than a debate. I think that there's a basic cleavage essentially between the Pentagon and the State Department over what to do. For months, the Joint Chiefs have sided with the Pentagon that it was an America-go-alone policy in Iraq. But behind the scenes, it looks like Colin Powell, the Secretary of State, and the Joint Chiefs have looked this problem squarely in the face and realized that much more help is needed. And I think that's why the shift has moved to the State Department to go back to the United Nations and to ask for the world's help.
And we're told this is a speech about Iraq, but it happens just a few days before the second anniversary of the September 11 attacks. Is that likely to come up, Don?
Absolutely. And it is a speech about Iraq in the context of the broader fight against terrorism, which started on 9/11 2 years ago. So this, in some ways, really is the president's 9/11 speech this year. And he will talk about Iraq in the context of the larger fight against terrorism and how the effort to dismantle al-Qaeda goes on. We don't know if he'll mention specifically Osama bin Laden or Saddam Hussein, but he will say that anybody who looks at these bombings and the attacks that we've seen in Iraq over the past several weeks and doesn't think this is the new focus of the fight on terrorism is mistaken.
Mike Schuster, is there enough information to grade the state of al-Qaeda 2 years out?
This is always a tricky exercise, Steve, because at various times, many experts and people inside the government have said things are going well, and then there's been setbacks, bombings around the world, and it's hard to know. But I've been talking to terrorism specialists over the past week, and there's a lot of views out there that al-Qaeda as a movement, not as a specific organization, but as a movement, has broadened and deepened in the 2 years since the attacks on the United States. There certainly have been many bombings around the world in the last few months, and there's a growing fear that with Iraq unstable, its borders largely open and unguarded, that increasingly those who believe in jihad against the West and jihad against the United States and feel loosely connected to this al-Qaeda ideology will infiltrate into Iraq and make the U.S. force there specifically their target.
Okay. Mike Schuster covers national security issues for NPR. Don Gagne covers the White House, and they will both join us a little bit later this evening when President Bush addresses the nation. We will have live coverage on many NPR stations beginning at 8:30 Eastern Time. Gentlemen, thanks very much.
Thanks. See you then.
Welcome, Steve.